Although the city is no stranger to cruises, this one was different. RSVP is a gay cruise. When the ship docked Monday afternoon, nearly 2,000 people got off and toured the city. Later in the evening, nearly 200 cruise patrons mingled, drank, and played billiards during the two-hour event.
It's just important to remember that we are in the community, that we're the neighbors, but also to welcome people who are traveling, who might be looking for community.
That's CEGLA Outreach Coordinator Lauren Tibbetts Travis. She helped organize the event.
It's one thing to go somewhere that you've never been and just kind of go there to see the sights, but if you're going there because you know that there's something that you will immediately kind of identify with, it makes it a much better experience. And so that's what we're trying to do with these events.
This year's tour marks its 30th anniversary around the state. The week-long cruise takes tourists to Glacier Bay, Sitka, Ketchikan, and Victoria, British Columbia. Their first stop was Juneau. Ticket prices range from $900 to almost $3,000. Despite the price, Joe Fallon and his husband, David Rhodes, said the cruise was worth it.
We'd never been to Alaska. We've always wanted to do an Alaskan cruise, but a straight cruise just never seemed like that much fun, because we figured we would be with a lot of old people.
Fallon and Rhodes, who are in their late 50s, decided to take the cruise to celebrate paying off their mortgage. Although the patrons were predominantly male, the cruise caters to both gay and lesbian people.
We met working in the same shopping center when we were like 17 and 18 years old.
So we've been together for 39 years.
Both men said they're excited to see Glacier Bay. For 47-year-old Sam Wilson, he decided to go on the cruise because it's something his best friend has always wanted to do.
He actually wanted to go for a very long time, and we finally found time to go. We travel a lot. We done this like my fourth cruise. I did a couple of Caribbean, did a Mediterranean one. So, and this was like on one of the bucket lists of definitely wanting to come and see.
Wilson and his friend have traveled everywhere, from Egypt to Greece. Wilson says the cruise is like a party every night, and there is always a chance to meet new people. Halfway through the event, four local drag performers took the dance floor to entertain the crowd. Performer Vanessa Lavoci Kelly, which is a stage name, was one of them. For her, the event symbolized a larger effort to create a more inclusive community.
So these events give people that safe place and help us to build the conversation for more acceptance and more tolerance. And the more you can do for love, the better.
The cruise undocked late Monday night to travel to its next destination, Sitka, after making a brief stop in Glacier Bay. In Juneau, I'm Lakitra Chavez.